Welcome to the sixth episode of the monthly data modeling podcast produced by Mark Morgan for DjangoModeling.com. This monthly podcast discusses many different aspects of data modeling, the principles and the practice, based on what I have learned through years of experience, how to make the right choices consistently. And this month, we will be looking at the benefits of good modeling. We've looked at the background of data modeling and where it all began. We've thought about clay tablets and lists and books and now databases. But behind all of these is the need to model the data in a way that makes it easy to use. In this way, data modeling is both a simple and a complex area at the same time. Good data modeling makes it easier to collect good data and use it effectively. So, 10 benefits of good data modeling, and good data entry as well. Number 1. Data is easy to find based on the available information for objects. Number 2. It is easy to fetch the information wanted for individual objects. Number 3. There is no need to follow long chains of connections to get the information required about an object. Number 4. Essential information is never missing. Number 5. Fields with lists of values will allow all possible valid values and will not allow any invalid values. As a result, such fields are all correct and consistent. 6. There are no duplicated records. 7. No data is duplicated in different columns. Number 8. No records are missing because it was just too hard to bother with the data entry. 9. No data is missing in records. Missing because it was optional and people were in a hurry. Number 10. I hesitate to say it, but the database feels right. Table names and field names make sense. The data expected in each field is obvious. So often, modeling will depend on expected usage. And once the modeling is done, usage will depend on the modeling. Actions for which the database has not been designed can be very slow. Bad modeling can make a database so difficult to work with that people will avoid using it as much as possible. And all of the benefits of good modeling that we mentioned earlier, they will have matching problems in a list of the results of bad modeling. So now, a list of 15 problems with bad modeling. Number 1. Excessive database size, which reduces performance and costs more for storage and backups. Storing unnecessary information is expensive in many ways. Examples of unnecessary storage include extra columns or even entire tables that store information which is never needed. Storing individual items of information when the information is only ever used in an aggregated form. Use of data types which take more space than necessary, such as storing numbers as strings instead of numbers, or even duplicating information. Number 2. Too much work is required to fetch simple items of information, and excessive normalization can contribute to this. For example, you may need to fetch 20 rows from several different tables just to get one simple piece of information that you want. Problem number 3. Too much is fetched with each row. For example, you may only want one simple item of information, but the table has 150 columns which must all be fetched. Number 4. Data that ends up inconsistent or contradictory. For example, redundant information that has not been kept up to date. Number 5. Orphaned data. Information that should be associated with other data, but the connection has not been modelled. Number 6. Missing information. Fields that should be mandatory, but are not, and thus are not provided in all the rows. Number 7. Missing information. Information that is not modelled at all. Number 8. Useless or misleading information, entered because fields were mandatory, although they should not have been. Number 9. Multiple pieces of information stored in one field. Number 10. Meaningless, misleading or inconsistent table or column names, which can cause major errors in data entry or output. Number 11. Fields with fixed lists of values which cannot be relied on at all because the list of values doesn't include all the possible values that people want to enter. Number 12. Fields which should have fixed lists of values but do not. They can contain unintended differences because of spelling or punctuation or white space. Number 13. Spelling in name or address fields, or in fact any field with text in it, and these can cause unexpected differences. Number 14. Decimal points, leading zeros. Don't store numbers in text fields, particularly floating point numbers, including scientific or engineering notation. Number 15. Floating point numbers can be problems when stored and read on different operating systems or architectures. These last few points are not necessarily problems with bad modelling, but more with data consistency, which are often reflected in difficulties with searching. For example, is your data entry, your sorting, or your searching case sensitive? If so, unexpected results can occur. Unicode or other character encodings or white space or line break characters and other similar things can reduce the ease with which data can be searched or sorted. Once again, unexpected results can occur. Data modeling and databases fit the old proverb, "You will recognize them by their fruits." And that's a quote from the Bible in Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. You see, bad data modelling and bad data together leave a really bad taste in your mouth and will often lead to a cancelled job or project. Bad data modelling also makes good data hard to use. Good data modelling makes it harder to collect bad data. Now, a good data model and good data, they taste delicious. Both designers and users will be happy. Well, we've come to the end of our sixth episode of the Data Modeling Podcast, and we hope that you enjoyed this episode too. The next episode is planned for the first Monday of May, when we hope to look at a little introduction to Django. In the meantime, if you want to enjoy reading similar information, why not visit the DjangoModeling.com blog at DjangoModeling.com/blog. Until next time then, that's it from Mark Morgan for DjangoModeling.com.